I'm so glad I serve a God who's real. There's nothing fake. There's nothing false about who he is. He's the real deal. He's the real thing. And people are needing him and searching for him today. Even when I'm empty, I will bring an offering. I can never live a life that costs me nothing. I just want the real thing, no matter where it takes me. I refuse to pray a word that doesn't move me. Sing it out. All I know right now is I'm ready. All I want right now is the real thing, Lord. You're the real thing, Lord. You're the real thing. That's who you are. Failure. Would you sing this with us?
This is a house of worship. This is a place of praise where every demon trembles, where we proclaim your name. This is a house of healing. Our hearts are full of faith. You have our full attention. You have the come alive in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles. We bring everything to the feet of Jesus. Everything in the name of Jesus. This is a house of
in your life. Would you make yourself come up front here and pray with our leaders? It's just saying this: God, I know you can do something amazing right where I'm at, but I'm just going to give a little bit more faith and a little bit more of a step and come up front and just have some leaders agree in prayer for what I need God to do. Would you sing that with us? I still believe your move. Yes, we do, God.
I still believe your speaking. God, I believe your word. All things for good.
I'm gonna keep my eyes on heaven.
Not fix my eyes on heaven.
I receive your vision.
God, I receive your vision. God, I believe your word.
I give it all to you, Jesus.
All things for good.
Come on, sing it again.
I still believe your moving. I still believe your
you're still. bring it all to you, God.
We bring everything to the feet of Jesus. Everything
in the mighty name of
Jesus. This is a house of miracles.
Thank you, God. As people still want to come up here, feel free to do that. I'm so thankful we serve a God who knows what tomorrow looks like. We may not know, but He does. And because of that, we can sing this song freely. Sing it with me if you know it. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone.
How many are thankful to know He holds the future? And I, way back when I was a kid, I remember my Sunday school teacher had a pin cushion in their hand. And they said, you know, God's so big, He holds the whole world in His hand like a pin cushion. But yet He's so small, He rests within a pin cushion of our heart. And God's so big. So what does that mean? I don't know what the challenge you walked in here on, but if He holds the whole world in His hand, your problem's not as big as the world. You're part of the world, but God has control of that. How many guys, just take your challenges to Him today. But God's also small enough to be practical and applicable for every one of our lives, which means He knows where you're at. He knows the challenges. He knows the obstacles. He knows your dreams. He knows your aspirations. He knows your financial situation. He knows your mental health situations. He knows your family relationships. That's the God we serve. Let's go to Him right now. Lord, we come to You. And God, I'm thankful today that you're sovereign, that you're a God who holds the whole world in your hand, and which means you're bigger than our situations. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere. You're omniscient. You're all-knowing. You're omnipotent. You're all-powerful. So, Lord, whatever the challenges are that we walked in here with, you're not scared of them. You're not intimidated by them, but rather you can give us wisdom if it's wisdom we need. You can give us healing if it's healing we need. God, you can give us the insight we need for relationships. Lord, would you touch people today right where they're at? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen.